episode 550, The Power of One.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, women of impact. What is up with you? You're looking mighty fine today. I hope and pray that you are having a marvelous week. And guess what? It's Power Pack Wednesday. Yes, we're talking nutrition and fitness. And guess what? It's the Power of One. Are you ready? You better hold on to your seats. This is powerful. It really is. Hence the Power of One. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm absolutely thrilled that you're here. Delighted of your presence. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can find out more information about what we do here. Maybe you're looking to work with me. Hey, come on in. I'm here to help you. And today we'll be chatting a little bit about that possibility. Some of you already know about our strategy session. Since we are talking about fitness and nutrition today, maybe you're sitting here going, you know what, that health strategy session that you were talking about, maybe I'm interested in that. Click on, it's real easy, in the show notes, there's a link there. It says the health strategy session. Click on there. It'll take you right to where you need to go. And you can sign up. It's free. It's 20 minutes with me where we focus on you to level up your health. And what better way today than when we're talking about the power of one, the power of one with nutrition and fitness. Many people try to change everything all at once. Self-inflicting chaos. When you want to impact, the power of one will always triumph over the all-in method. But we like the all-in method, don't we? How has that worked for you? Have you been really successful? Yeah, maybe for a little while. With nutrition and fitness, seeing results means success. Whether it's the number on the scale or the number on the new outfit, oh yes, a shift, something different is what you're looking for. But when we're all into the self-inflicting chaos we quickly adopt, it actually slows us down. It slows down the success because the directions scatter your focus. You're going in too many different directions, expecting to change only to realize you're still stuck. How many people have been there? How many different things have you tried? Oh, I'm going to try this great new routine. I bought it off of my 2 o'clock in the morning. I can't sleep. And it is so awesome. And you get the DVD home and you've used it all of 3 times. And now where is it? You don't even know where it is. Oh, but wait, then there's a meal plan that you see. Oh, you got to have this cookbook. And it says, oh, it is the best. And on top of it, guess what? They give you some free workouts too. Yeah. How did that work for you? Did you see results? The results you wanted meant what? Success? Did you see that number on the scale move maybe a little bit? But what gave out? Maybe your willpower? Maybe you were doing too much all at the same time. This all-in method begins to actually slow you down because you're going in so many different directions. You're still stuck. So one smile can start a friendship. One word can end a fight. One look can save a relationship. One person can change a life. The power of one. One, that is. Now, as you know, this is Power Pack Wednesday, and usually we focus on either nutrition or fitness, but this time we're talking about the power of one. It can be applied to either. So we're looking at both sides. So when you're listening to this right now, I want you to be thinking about how it applies to you on your nutritional side or on your fitness side, your intentional movement. Because when looking at fitness and nutrition, saying to yourself, you want something different, you want change, the power of one is the answer. But what we like to do is the all-in mentality. We like to jump all in. Oh, man, because why? We want those results like we wanted them yesterday, the day before yesterday, a year ago, 2 years ago. But how long did it take you to get where you are today, right now? How long did it take you to get there? How many babies have you birthed to get to where you are now? How many years have you added on to your life? Wisdom years, of course, right? Wink, wink. That makes you feel like you're 75 years old and you're only 41 years old. The all-in mentality actually slows you down. It also brings you to a frustration point, makes you upset, also kind of maybe pushes you even into anger, resenting yourself because you aren't going where you want to be going. You're like, oh, come on. Why am I not getting the results that I want to be getting? This is not fair. The all-in mentality, the all-in method does what? It confuses you. It confuses your body. It confuses your mind. And when you're confused, what do? You go back to what you do best. Old habits die hard. They do. We go back into our comfort zone because why? We do it best there. We feel comfortable being there. That's why we go back there. We may want change, but man, with change comes what? Fear? Maybe it creates that scarcity effect that, oh my gosh, I'm never going to be able to do this again because I've got to go all in. Maybe you haven't gone all in, but you've seen a girlfriend go all in. And maybe you've seen how destructive that has been in her life. Maybe that all-in mentality has destroyed her marriage. Maybe it has destroyed her relationship with her children. Maybe it destroyed your relationship with her. The all-in method can work to a degree, but only for a short period of time. Because what you're actually looking for is something that's long-term, something that sustains you. You're looking for a lifestyle, not a quick fix. If you were into this quick fix thing, well, you know how well that works, because how many quick fixes have you been into now? How many have actually set you up for success? Maybe, yes, you get results, but are they long term? Is it a lifestyle that you have now created, or what? Are we back to our old habits, die hard? This isn't necessarily easy to look at. The power of one can be applied to any area within our life, but today we're focusing on nutrition and fitness. Two of the most important things that we can do for ourselves regarding self-care, self-love, being able to take care of ourselves so what we can serve and love others more. If you're not taking care of you, you can't take care of your children when you're in bed sick. And eventually when your grandchildren come along, do you want to be able to get up and down off the floor? That is a very simple movement. But if we don't take care of our body now, that simple movement is going to become impossible. And then what? You're going to be up till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning looking for that quick fix, that infomercial, buying all those weird devices that are out there that pledge this and that and the other. We're not about what the others are doing. We're about the power of one. You. You. You know the all-in method hasn't worked. Because if it did, you wouldn't be listening to me right now. You would have turned me off earlier in this episode. You're looking for long-term. You're looking for a lifestyle. So how do you find the one? What do you do when you want the one? Well, here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. You have to implement the power of one. To implement the power of one, it starts by this. Number one, funny, huh? What is the excuse you use the most? Answer that question for yourself. What is the excuse you use the most? Now, you may have to list a couple of them to figure out maybe the one you start with. Let me give you an example. Let's look at nutrition. Let's say your biggest hangup is, what am I going to fix for dinner? What am I going to fix for dinner? Oh my goodness, I don't know. I don't know what to plan. So what do? You go out. And when you go out, what are you eating? Processed food. Is that really good on your body? You know that answer. No, it's not good on your body. You're eating stuff that you don't even know what that stuff is made of. You think it's good because you're going to kind of a good place when you're eating out, but you still don't know exactly what it is, and technically it is processed food. You don't have control over it. So if that is your excuse, oh man, I just don't know what to cook for dinner, then guess what? That's the one. So after you answer the question, what is the excuse or excuses you use most, then what? Number two, you pick one of those to focus on. One of those. And that becomes your focus. That becomes the power of one. Now you may be saying, well, Christiane, I need to be doing some fitness too and all this. Yes, you may need that. But then what's happening is what? You're getting into that all-in mentality. You're going to confuse yourself. You're going to get yourself frustrated. You're not going to see the results. You're going to have yourself going in circles again. It's like a cat chasing its tail. Eventually you get dizzy and you just stop and you don't do anything anymore. You don't want to change anymore because you failed at it so many times that you know if you do it again, you're going to keep going in circles. So pick the one. So the one that you're going to focus on right now is what? The dinner part of it, the nutrition part of it. So that's our one, okay? So after you answer that question, number one, what is the excuse you use the most? It goes to number two, which is pick one of those from number one. Isn't that funny? Yes, I know. Pick the one from one, okay? Then it goes to number three. You're going to do it till you don't have to think about it. It's easier to do than not to do. That's when you know you have accomplished the one, the power of the one. Your intention here is to build a lifestyle. You're building a lifestyle. Let's say you want to remodel your master bedroom. Are you going to remodel that master bedroom? You want to make it bigger, let's say, for example. And right now, your master bedroom is a 10 by 10. We're just going to throw out some figures there. That's awesome. 10 by 10, nice size room. But your family's growing and you're starting a business. And so you want to have a reading area in your room. It's not going to be your office. It's because your office is going to be in a different location. But you want kind of a reading area. You're setting up an area that when you wake up in the morning, this is what's going to happen. So from a 10 by 10 room, you want to expand it to, let's say, I don't know, a 14 by 12, a 12 by 14. That's another good size room. Maybe you want it bigger than that. But you're expanding this room. Well, if you expand that room without working on the foundation, do you think it's going to hold up very well? Do you think you're going to be able to live in that room for a long time? I don't think so. The whole idea about the power of one is you are setting up a foundation of one. One. Because you know that all-in mentality does not work. It eventually fails you. So you work on the one and you get it to what? It's easier to do than not to do. Then you know you've hit success. Then you can move on to number four, which is what? Rinse and repeat. When you get so confident of that one, the power of the one that you picked, that it's easier to do than not to do, then you begin again and you ask yourself the question, what is the excuse you use the most? What's the excuse I use the most? Where am I now? Because you see, if you're picking on the one, we use nutrition as an example, and the excuse of what? Our dinner. We don't have time. We don't know what to make for dinner. Well, if you don't know what to make for dinner, and that's your focus, then maybe the one thing that you're doing is meal planning. You're actually going to plan out for the week. And now guess what? You're only eating out two times a week. That's success. And you've been doing that now for 2 months. Yes. And guess what? I bet you're seeing a difference in your energy. I bet you're feeling a difference in your sleep. I bet your tone of voice and how you communicate with your children are changing too. You're wearing more smiles. The power of one. Let's take an example of fitness. Maybe fitness is your thing, and your whole thing with fitness is, I don't have enough time. That's my excuse. I just don't have enough time. I have three children, and they're all under the age of 4.5. Christiane, I don't have time. Okay, let's work with that excuse. So you already have answered that question. What is the excuse you use the most? Okay, so I don't have time. All right, make note. Number two is I'm supposed to pick one from that. Well, we've already decided that one is about time. So how can I make this about time? Well, I need to add more time. Well, you can't add more time. There's only 24 hours in a day. So that won't work. Oh, but wait, maybe if I start my day earlier. Yes, you start your day, what, 20, 30 minutes earlier. And guess what? You lay your clothes out right there on your bedside. Remove that robe. You don't need to leave your robe at the end of the bed. You put your tennis shoes and your workout clothes right there, including your, if you have your little workout band you're going to wear, your music, whatever. It's all right there. You need a hair tie. The hair tie is right there. You've removed all excuses and you get up 20 to 30 minutes early and you go immediately. You get dressed, put your hair up, and you go and you work out. And maybe that workout is simply to walk because you haven't done anything else before. Great. And that's what you do. And you do it 5 days a week. You commit to it. And if you've never done it, maybe it's committing to 4 days a week. But you make a commitment and you do it. So you're not extending your day. You're just starting your day early. And guess what? After 3-4 weeks, you're going to be like, wow, this is becoming kind of natural. My body just is waking up and I want to get up and go. Oh, wow. Guess what? That means I'm doing it and I'm not thinking about it. Yes, I've conquered the power of one. Now, guess what? Rinse and repeat. What is the excuse you use the most? And start again. When you do that, you're beginning to set yourself up, what? For success. You're removing any possibility of the excuse of failure. And we don't want to fail, do we? That fear of failure, oh my goodness gracious. That can keep you stuck for a lifetime. But that's not where you want to be. Now, your nutrition and fitness doesn't necessarily mean that you want to lose weight. It has nothing to do with that. It's about what? Healthy, being your best selfie. Because you need to self-care. You need self-love. You've got to take care of yourself. Because if you're sick all the time, if you're in the hospital, how can you love on your husband? You can't. How can you love on your children and go to their games and take them to their practices and go to their school concerts and have a family vacation if you are not well enough? You can't. The power of one. I'm going to read this to you. I have no idea who wrote it, but I love it and I want to share it with you. One song can spark a moment. One flower can wake the dream. One tree can start a forest. One bird can herald sing. One smile begins a friendship. One hand clasp lifts a soul. One star can guide a ship at sea. One word can frame the goal. One vote can change a nation. One sunbeam lights a room. One candle wipes out darkness. One laugh will conquer gloom. One step must start each journey. One word must start a prayer. One hope will raise our spirits. One touch can show you care. One voice can speak with wisdom. One heart can know what's true. One life can make a difference. You see, it's up to you. The power of one. You carry that power within you. You have what it takes. But it's when you have allowed yourself to fall into the all-in mentality, the self-inflicting chaos in your life becomes unbearable. You don't need to do that anymore. Escape the overwhelm. Release the stress of change. Implement the power of one. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.